Oi, Dante, tudo bem? Welcome to SBS Portuguese.
Thank you for having me.
Your surname, Rodrigues, is from your father or mother's side?
Yeah, so Rodrigues is from my father's side. He's a Portuguese Timorese man born in Dili, and he came over to Australia later on in his life. My grandfather is a Portuguese man from Tomar, and my grandmother is a Portuguese woman that was born in Timor. My mother's side is my indigenous roots. She's a Tiwi Islands woman. And we're the Vigona mob from the Tiwi Islands. So my father's Portuguese Timorese and my mother's Aboriginal. And it's a lovely mix.
Have you been to Timor, Portugal? What do you know about these countries?
Growing up, I was actually largely more involved in my Portuguese than I was my indigenous side, believe it or not. I spent a majority of my youth traveling around Europe with my father, and we also lived in Portugal for a little bit, and I also just came back from there in November, so I go over to Portugal and I visit quite often. And actually, Portuguese was my first language when I was a little boy. I learned Portuguese before I learned English, believe it or not. It's just faded over the years. I haven't talked it in a long time. But yeah, I go to Timor in Portugal quite often. Go over to Timor a lot more often because it's closer. Obviously, it's a bit closer to Australia than Portugal is. But no, I go over there quite a bit, and I know a lot about my Portuguese side, and I'm very proud of them. But yeah, I just wish I could speak it a bit more.
How does it feel to win a National NAIDOC Week Award?
It feels really amazing, you know. Like, I actually wasn't expecting it was quite a surprise, but it was lovely. It was a quite lovely surprise. You know, we've been doing a lot of hard work here up in ENT. Just having that award was just like a good little break and a good little acknowledgement for the work that we've been doing. And it was just a great event and a great weekend. There was a lot of amazing, deadly people there, a lot of good networking, and it was just a great experience.
The award recognizes all your projects and also a bit of your career. How old are you?
I'm 22.
You are also the first Aboriginal kickboxer and Territorian to represent Australia at an Olympic level.
So that first happened in 2018. I was selected for the Australian kickboxing team. And I was the first one from the NT at the time, from the Northern Territory of Australia, to represent Australia in kickboxing. But at the same time, I was also the first Aboriginal kickboxer to represent Australia at that level. So in 2018, we went over to Italy and we fought in the Worlds. I won a silver medal for Australia. I came second. My second place to Russia. So I was also the first to bring back a silver medal for Australia, for the NT and for Aboriginal Indigenous people. I recently went again to the World Championships last year in November. We actually fought in Algarve in Portugal for the Worlds. I didn't do as good in that one. I lost in the quarterfinals, but it was good to be home. It was good to be at Portugal, and it was good to compete there for the first time. The Roosh has given me a really strong sense of pride, you know. Like, I'm very proud of both sides of my family and who I am. I'm very diverse and I'm very accepting of that. It's just given me a lot of strong sense of urgency and a strong sense of pride to get all the stuff I need to get done. You know, when you're in the sport such as fighting, you need to believe in yourself quite a bit, and you need to believe in who you come from and your values and this and that. And I think also being a multicultural young person growing up in the NT with all the unique issues, I think it provides a pretty unique opportunity. You know, being Portuguese Timorese and Aboriginal, I've got to grow up and seen both sides of the fence. I've seen what it's like for my immigrant Portuguese family to live in Australia as first generation immigrants. And I've also seen what it's like to grow up as a First Nations young person here in the territory, as well as growing up around other First Nations people. And it's provided me with such a, you know, unique vision to the way I see the world and to the way I see our community. And I think that's been a really strong part of my journey, being able to see both lenses. And I think, you know, a lot of the work I do and a lot of the equality I see for our community all stems from this and my upbringing. So I'm very proud of who I am, and I'm very proud of my upbringing, and very proud of my parents. I couldn't ask for anyone better.
When you go to Portugal, for example, or Timor, and you explain who you are, what you are, what people say?
Well, when I went over to Portugal and I met the Portuguese team last year, you know, they were very impressed because they saw my Portuguese ID, my Portuguese passport, and they were like, oh, is the fella Portuguese? Like, nah, not a lot, you know, not a lot. So I feel like I should be a bit closer, and I should learn a bit more language when it comes to my Portuguese side. But otherwise, yeah, that's pretty much what they say when I go over there. But in Australia, we actually have a few families up here that's Portuguese, Timorese and Indigenous. Being in the NT, being so close to Timor, a lot of Timorese people come over here in the 70s, you know, so there's a lot of Portuguese, Timorese, Aboriginal people here in the NT, which is lovely, obviously. It's kind of normal, but when I go over to Portugal, they're very amazed to see an Aboriginal Portuguese person over there.
Who are, if any, who are your idols in the kickboxing world?
I love Alex Pereira at the moment. He's a good fighter. But I think my biggest inspiration for fighting would have to be my older brother. You know, when we were very young, my father got us into kickboxing, and he was an Australian champion before I started training. And when I saw him win the Australian title, I was motivated to become a fighter myself. So that's how it all started.
When not preparing for your fights, you are an advocate for mental health awareness, and you run health and well-being programs in the Northern Territory through your business, 1% Better Communities. Tell us more about it.
Growing up here in the Territory, I've seen a lot of like a gap in the community between education and transitioning into the real world. And so my cousin and I, we made an initiative, the 1% program, to try and put young people in touch with positive role models, but also to build resilience, mentorship, and health and well-being within our program and within our community. So we just started doing that about 11 months ago, and it's taken off amazingly now. We've got contracts all around Australia. We're even going international. So you know, things have been really amazing. And we have a holistic approach to health and well-being. We utilize the use of kickboxing to, I suppose, be the base for all of our sessions. But all of our sessions can be different. We tailor them to different things. But the 1% Better Communities program in the communities is tailored around kickboxing programs. Then we sit down and have a healthy yarning session, talk about anything that needs to be said. It's a safe space for men to feel heard, to feel safe. We have a yarn. Some of our sessions are based on different topics, so we might talk about safe relationships one session. We might talk about what is emotional health, how to contain your emotions, how to manage yourself. Things like these are schools that didn't teach growing up.
Portuguese, they are mad about football, soccer. Do you also have any interest in that sport?
In soccer?
Yeah.
Football?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. I watch it all the time. Watch the World Cups. I stay up until all hours of the morning watching Portugal. I was very disappointed last time when Portugal lost in the World Cup. Yes, love soccer. And everywhere Ronaldo goes, that's where I watch. He's my favorite. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Dante Rodrigues, thank you very much. Muito obrigada for your interview and taking the time to talk to us. Congratulations, parabéns in your award. You are a source of great pride for us Portuguese language speakers in Australia. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Cheers.